The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with Pat Devaney, my husband, fellow realtor, and co-host.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Terrific. How are you?
Very good today.
We have for the second week in a row a terrific guest, Don Fish, Lighting Design Center Manager with Friedman Electric. Good morning.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Great. Thanks for coming back with us.
My pleasure.
We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m., where different real estate topics are discussed. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been guiding, assisting, and advising clients in real estate sales for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jready.com. That's questions@jrudy.com, or give us a call at 570-344-6724.
All our radio shows are archived on jrudy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where you can also view our listings or search the MLS listings. And remember to like us on Facebook. We have two pages, The Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, or Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. Good morning, Don, again. Don Fish, Lighting Design Center Manager with Friedman Electric. Where are you located and how does one get in contact with you, please?
We're located at 650 Wyoming Avenue in Scranton. Our telephone number would be area code 570-342-8221.
You do residential lighting and commercial lighting at Friedman Electric, correct?
We do residential and commercial. The Lighting Design Center is mainly residential, light commercial. Friedman Electric has their own commercial department for commercial lighting.
Okay. And, you know, before our show, we started to actually talk about that. They have a good business, and there's people that are changing out their lighting fixtures in commercial offices and places of business, correct?
Yes, Friedman Electric just opened a new division, the Energy Solutions Division, which is a team of people going out to larger companies and all that, showing them where new technology and lighting can save them a lot of money, especially with the PPNL rebates right now.
Okay, good. Maybe somebody will take advantage of that. Getting back to the residential, which is mainly what we discussed last week, primarily during the show, is lighting fixtures, different type of light bulbs, and what's in, what's out, and your opinion there in this area. We were talking about the compact fluorescent bulbs. Is there a trick? Because I wound up getting a closet full of these compact fluorescent bulbs. I put them in my fixture, and I could not stand the light, the color of the light. I'm used to, you know, warm yellow kind of light. This was like almost, it was bright. It was whitish, bluish. I couldn't stand it. Took them right out of the fixture and I threw them out.
Yes, there is a way to distinguish what color you're going to get from a light bulb. The biggest problem, not every manufacturer will give you the code. If you look at the bottom of the light bulb, the last three digits most of the time on a light bulb would be sort of like 827, 830. And what that is, that's the amount of gases that's inside the light bulb, and that's going to be the color that you're going to get from it. The lower the number, like an 827, is going to get you more down into a soft color look like an incandescent light bulb. If you have a 851 or something very high, probably what you have, that's going to be a very bluish color, very stark commercial looking.
I know. I mean, what, if I was doing surgery, it'd be one thing, but
no, it was bright.
Right.
I actually pulled you into the room. I'm like, how did this happen? I can't live with this. Now, the one area of the home, the one room that I would say that I would never, ever sacrifice lighting is in the bathroom.
You're smart being a female. I mean, most females, especially in the bathroom, you want proper light in the bathroom. The biggest thing is for makeup and even men shaving. When you're standing in front of a mirror, you're always going to get shadows underneath your eyes and your nose and your chin. And the only way to combat lighting in a bathroom to eliminate the shadows is going to be two sources of lighting or layered lighting, basically what we talked about last week when we were on the show, where you get a light straight on with like wall sconces and a light from up above. When you use both light sources, that'll eliminate the shadows underneath the eyes and the nose.
That's right. We were talking during one of the breaks and we said we have a light fixture in the bathroom. It's got heat, it's got fan, and it's got a night light. But for a source of light, it was terrible. It had these two little light bulbs in there. So we had to go with the second source.
Yeah, most of the time when people go with the fan and light combination or the heater like you have in your bathroom, the light that's in those units are basically light for to go to point A to point B. You go in to wash your hands and all that. They're not the best light for makeup and shaving and all that. You have to get another source of light in there for that.
Okay.
Oftentimes when we go to a house on a listing presentation or when people are thinking about selling their homes, they're asking us if we can make any suggestions to make their home the most appealing to a buyer these days. And, you know, one of the most affordable ways to update a home, I think, is through the lighting. You don't have to really break the budget on updating a house and how different it can look. And before people start buying furniture or start picking out paint colors or actually doing big remodeling jobs, I think, you know, looking at lighting is probably a good starting point.
Oh, definitely lighting. Just with regular fixtures, because a standard fixture could change the way your room looks. If there's recessed lighting in the room, just changing a trim or even changing a light bulb will give you a different effect on how your room is going to look.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And with us today is Don Fish, Lighting Design Center Manager with Friedman Electric. A lot of the material I read, Don, suggested that, and I never looked at it quite like this, but light is acts as art in a home. And if it's done correctly, how beautiful it could look. And it does. It adds beauty. It adds appeal. Not to mention safety and security, because we all like light to function in that respect as well. But is there a fine line between the right amount of light and too much light? Sometimes you see a house and it's overpowering.
Interior, I don't think you can ever have too much light.
I agree.
I mean, that's why they make dimmers and they give you different settings every time you go into that room. With a number of source of lighting, you change the look in your room the whole time or every time you go into that room. So interior, no, you can never have too much light. Exterior is great for safety plus appearance of your house.
Let's talk about the exterior and the different types of lighting outside. You know, several people in our area, I'm sure, look at solar lighting because maybe you can save money. Does it work?
Well, none of our manufacturers, we do not sell anything solar. I mean, anything I've ever seen in people's yards and all that, I'm not too impressed with. The solar lights basically work off the sun. I mean, so you have a couple days that are dreary. The sun's not energizing those fixtures. So most of the time, if you're driving at night and you look at people's landscape lighting, you'll see some houses that have little blue dots basically in their yard. Those are really
Those are
the solar lights. They're not actually giving you any effect on your house and all that. They're giving you little blue dots in your yard.
Okay. So where should we focus our attention on our exterior lighting? Should it be on our landscaping, on our house, on our walkways?
Well, by code, when you're doing a new house or you're remodeling, you do need a fixture at every door entrance. I mean, that's going to give you your main light going into the room, or going into the house, I'm sorry. Your landscape lighting is just going to highlight and enhance the outside of your house. I mean, with being your walkway, shrubs, trees, just a little bit of light. So many people think when they do landscape lighting that they have to light everything up in their yard. I mean, and that's probably one of the worst things to do. I always go, less is better. I mean, especially in landscape lighting, all you have to do is highlight a couple things and you'll change the appearance of your house at night unbelievable. Plus, you'll get the safety.
Right. Yeah, it'll be a remarkable difference, yes. I'm sure. Brings attention to it. But there's nothing like a beautiful house when you're... We're on a street in Dunmore, and there's no street light. I think our house...
Our house is the street light.
And people actually thank us for that. We have recessed lighting in the... We have a wraparound porch, and so we have how many cans in the ceiling?
Five.
Okay. We have... The door sconces going into the house.
Which we never have to turn on because we have enough light from the cans.
And then we have the lantern out on the lawn. So if we have every light on, like, we really literally light up the block.
That's why your neighbors like it.
Yeah, and we have the compact yes. fluorescent bulbs in there. And the switch on the wall is a timer. So it goes on and off by itself. We don't even have to do anything.
And in the back, we have three or four different lights on the garage, on the side. I mean, our property's...
The spiders love the house because all the bugs come, so they get a good meal. So
all right. Well, I don't like that part of it. But
see, you guys are going to be a great candidate for me for LED lighting on the outside, so you don't have to change your light bulbs as much.
There you go.
Okay, we're headed towards a break. Pat, before we go, would you like to review a listing, please?
We have a fantastic home with 5 bedrooms, 2.5 baths, and a brand new kitchen with granite countertops that have never been used. This home is located near Marywood University at 2205 Jefferson Avenue in Dunmore, and it is $199,000. This home has 3 levels of living space with natural woodwork throughout. It has the original pocket doors. It has French doors, stained glass windows. It has an enormous family room with cathedral ceilings and a glass fireplace. It also has a large deck, off-street parking, and a fenced-in yard. So if you need an updated 5-bedroom, 2.5-bath home in Dunmore, give us a call about 2205 Jefferson Avenue for $199,000.
Thank you, Pat. According to DSNews.com, the Federal Housing Administration, that's FHA, is allowing borrowers who went through a bankruptcy, foreclosure, deed in lieu, or short sale to reenter the market in as little as 12 months. Borrowers who experienced a foreclosure usually must wait 3 years before getting a chance to get approved for an FHA loan. But with this new guideline, certain borrowers who lost their home as a result of an economic hardship may be considered even earlier. For borrowers who went through a recession-related financial event, the FHA stated it realizes their credit histories may not fully reflect their true ability or propensity to repay a mortgage. In order to be eligible for the more lenient approval process, certain things have to be done, providing documents. You have to show certain credit impairments and a reason for the loss of employment. And one of the big things about this is that you must demonstrate that you have fully recovered from the event that caused this hardship and complete housing counseling. The new guidance is for case numbers assigned on or after August of 2013 and will be effective through September 30th, 2016. I think that's really good news for some people. We will return in just a few moments with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. The real estate market is extremely active, and you want to make a move, but you don't know where to start, who to call, or how to make it happen. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and I know Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate can lead the way. Our quality service award-winning team will help you with buying and selling a home. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate has a proven track record and experience you can count on. Lean on us to show you the way. Call 570-344-6724. That's 570-344-6724. Or visit jready.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where homes are open every day, all day long. Also, remember to tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jruddy.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome back to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, Phil Realtor, and assistant co-host, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Good morning. You have a lot of titles.
I thought you were my assistant. I guess I'm confused.
Okay. Well, you have too many titles. I think we need to shorten that up, don't you?
Yes, absolutely.
We have a terrific guest for the second week in a row, Don Fish, Lighting Design Center Manager with Friedman Electric. Good morning.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
We're having a great discussion with you 2 weeks in a row about lighting and a lot of good points that you're making here on our show. How does one get in touch with you, please, at Friedman Electric?
At Friedman Electric, our general number would be area code 570-342-8221, or they can reach me directly. A direct line to my desk would be area code 570-309-3836.
You're located on Wyoming Avenue in Scranton. You've been with Friedman Electric for 14 years. Yes. Friedman Electric has been around as long as I can remember, but for a long time.
Yes, it's been in the family many generations.
Excellent. Okay, so you know everything there is to know about lighting, right?
No, not really, because it changes daily, to be honest with you.
How often should people change lighting fixtures? Is there a time frame that our lighting fixtures, or do we just wait for them to fall out of the ceiling?
No, that's not the right way to do it. But I mean, lighting fixtures are so trendy anymore. Styles are constantly changing. I think when people update a room, they always forget about the light fixtures. They'll change everything in the room and they'll leave They'll leave the same light fixtures sitting on their ceiling or on their wall and all that. And again, you change the color of your room, you change the carpet of your room, you should change the light fixture in your room also, because definitely going to change the appearance of the room.
Change a light fixture if somebody's been putting bulbs that are too big in there and the fixture kind of crumbles in your hand, maybe?
Well, I wouldn't know anything.
I wouldn't know anything about that. But
we have to do something in that room. I'm convinced after this show, we really need to do something in that room. It's a spare bedroom, but nevertheless, we didn't do, of all the rooms, we didn't do that room correctly, I don't think.
Well, we'll have to invite you over the house just to make some suggestions.
It should be one of my appointments.
No. There you go.
Make a house call. Okay.
We'll invite you over for dinner.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Jackie's cooking.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
That means we're going out. She made reservations.
There you go. Well, hey, it's a hard job, but someone has to do it. Okay. So on the outside, which is where we left off the first half of the show, right before break, we started talking how you want to change all my lights to LED lights on the outside, because I mentioned how many we have, right? What do we have to do to change to LED? Do we have to change the whole fixture?
No, basically in a recess fixture, especially if it's a high up and it's a little bit harder to change, basically an LED is a light bulb, and it's just unscrewing what you have in there right now and replacing it with an LED light bulb. That way, Pat, you'll never have to get on a ladder again. 50,000 hours, burning roughly 8 hours a day or so, is going to last you 25 years.
I hope so.
I mean, when you're saying this amount of time, 40,000, 50,000, that's a lifetime.
Basically our lifetime, yes.
Is it possible that the light fixture will wear out before the light bulb?
There is a possibility if there should be any problem with them. I think just about every LED light bulb has a warranty of 5 years. I mean, the ones that we end up selling, where if something should go wrong, the manufacturers stand behind it, and we would replace the light bulb.
Okay, so in your showroom, you have the lights for that you show people, interior lights. Do you have any of the exterior lights?
As to for your walls and all that, yes, we have a number of those. We have a nice area in the light lab for the landscape lighting, again, to show people on
choices
and placement of, especially in landscape, placing of fixtures changes the appearance of what you're going to get when you shine something on a tree.
Do you ever hear people say, I heard one person tell me once, did you ever hear anybody say that they actually had problems with their exterior lighting, especially like burning shrubs or trees or anything like that?
No, not really. If they ended up doing that, I would guarantee most likely it's the wrong fixture, the wrong light bulb, and the wrong application, really.
Okay.
I mean, landscape lighting is very safe.
Okay. So you have a showroom that offers people the choices and they can see the different types of lighting that is at their disposal if they want to do something with their exterior lighting. How about motion detectors?
Motion detectors are becoming pretty popular also. When you think about it, how many times do you walk into a room, turn the light on, you walk out and leave the light on? That light's on all day, especially closets. A lot of people are replacing their switches on the wall with a motion sensor where you open up the door, your light goes on automatically. Most of them will give you a setting on how long you want them to go on. So basically, if you forget to turn the light off, it's going to go off automatically.
Yeah. Oh, great.
Garage, pulling into a garage, first of all. Most garage door openers will have a small 60-watt bulb on the top, but if you have other fixtures, your motion sensor will light the garage area up, again, safety getting from the car into the house.
That's what we did in our garage. We put one of those motion detector switches in. So when you walk in the garage, because the motion detector is right next to the door, it'll turn on, and the car backing into the garage will turn it on too. It's really nice.
I mean, there's a lot of different ways to save energy. I'll use Friedman Electric as an example in our warehouse. The building is huge. There are so many different aisles, and rather than having the lights on in every aisle, we put timers in them where you could set the lights to go on 5 minutes, 10 minutes, or 15 minutes, where you get your material for the customer. That light is going to go off automatically if your hands are full and you can't turn the light off. Rather than having the whole store lit up in the warehouse, only the essential areas that have to be lit are lit 24 hours.
That is excellent. I'm thinking about the closets. That's the next project then. After that spare bedroom, the closets. It's an excellent idea because I'm always forgetting to turn the lights off in the closet. I shut the doors and then I don't realize until it's nighttime I see the light under the door and I had it on all day.
Yes.
They had the motion detectors on my firehouse down in the city. They used to have them in the kitchen. You walk into the kitchen, the lights go on.
Lights went on.
Because we didn't care because, you know, we weren't paying the electric bill.
But the city was.
The city cared. The city of New York cared.
Oh, nifty. I didn't know that.
Yes, they did.
Okay. So in terms of lighting, interior, exterior, people have a lot to choose from. Do you think that they get overwhelmed?
Some people can get overwhelmed by it, especially when you're doing decorative fixtures for a room. When I started in this business 14 years ago, there were probably only six different finishes you could buy a fixture in now.
Right.
I think every manufacturer now probably has a list of 25 different colors that you could get different fixtures in, and not every fixture in the same color. So once you start trying to coordinate when you're doing it with your carpeting and the colors of your walls and all that, sometimes it is a little overwhelming.
Well, a lot of the material I read, it's to think of lighting as jewelry to your home. You know, it's the accent piece that pulls it all together. What mistakes do you find people make with their lighting?
Well, you'll have two different ones. You'll have your decorative lighting, and the biggest problem that you see, people will get fixtures for a room that either are going to be too small or too large, rather than getting the right size for the room to make it look proportion with the room. When you do recessed lighting, placement of recessed lighting has a lot to do with it. When you're in a kitchen, say, for example, and you want to light up your workspace with recessed lighting over your cabinet, I see so many people putting the recessed lighting behind them. So when you're standing at the counter, all you're doing is getting shadows on your counter rather than placing the recessed light basically over your head or over the front edge of your counter where all your light is going to be in the front of you where you're not getting any shadows.
This is why it's important to have a design person like you, a lighting design person, that knows these things, because I don't think I would think of that.
It's, well, basically most people don't. Most people just look at a light and they say, I want to light up the room, and they'll throw four or five recessed lights in, and for general light, it does a great job. But when you're sitting, especially in the fall now, when it gets dark out earlier and you're preparing a meal and all the lights behind you, you're working in shadows the whole time.
It's maddening. Huh? It would be maddening to me. So light is so important, and I think having someone like you, lighting design, especially that you're a manager too, that and you know these things and you can point them out. How does someone get in touch with you, please?
Our telephone number down at the store would be area code 570-342-8221. Or if they'd like to contact me directly, the direct line to my desk would be area code 570-309-3836.
You believe, last show you talked about, to mix up the lighting. It gets a little boring if it's the same fixture room after room after room. What are people usually doing these days?
Basically, when it comes into the styles, a lot of times you'll have to keep the same fixture, say with a foyer and an entranceway, where you could see both fixtures at the same time. I mean, once you leave that area and you're going into a different location, you could change the style of the fixture. Look at something different. I think the house is a little bit more exciting that way, rather than just looking at that same fixture, the same color of fixture in every room you go to.
Let me ask you something. You were talking before about changing the LED light bulbs. I didn't realize that they just screw right in, but are there different hues to the light, different tints to the LED light, or is it just one bright, blinding light?
No, the LED will come on different colors also. Your standard color, we were talking about compact fluorescence before with an 827. That's what the gases that are on the inside will give you a softer color. So you could change an LED spotlight in your recess lighting that looks just like the ones that you have that you're using 65 watts on right now. And they'll also make them in a halogen, which is a whiter, brighter light, used a lot of times in higher ceilings, or if people are looking to increase the light but they don't want to go through the labor of putting new fixtures in and all that, using a halogen light bulb will give you a whiter, brighter light, and you'll be able to increase the light in your room just with the light bulb.
Right.
We had an excellent discussion with you 2 weeks in a row. We're at that time. Don, thanks so much. Don Fish, Lighting Design Center Manager with Friedman Electric. Anything that we didn't talk about that you want to throw out there? You know, there was one thing I did think of that I wanted to ask you about. For those people that have crystal chandeliers, there's a nifty product out there that it can be very helpful when it's time to clean them, because I can't imagine having to clean a chandelier like that, but it takes hours to do it. But you have a nice product that you mentioned before. I wanted to throw it out there to the listeners.
Yeah, for people who have a crystal chandelier, I mean, your best look in your crystal is taking them down, doing them one at a time. Nobody has that time. They do make a spray-on, basically, where if it's over your table or in your foyer, you want to put down a lot of paper or cloths, and it's just, you saturate your fixture with a cleaner, and it drip dries, and it does a nice job.
Very nice. Yes. But you can't do it on something that hasn't been cleaned for years and years.
Well, you could try. You might have to do it a couple times.
Okay.
That's the whole problem.
All right, okay. But it does work.
It does work, yes.
All right, excellent. Thanks for being with us 2 weeks in a row, Don.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Pat, would you like to review a listing?
Yes, we have a great deal for less than $50,000. It is a 3-bedroom, 1-bath, move-in condition, half-double at 1117 West Locust Street in Scranton. The taxes are less than $1,000 a year. It has a newer electrical panel, has gas heat, a covered front porch, plenty of storage, and a walk-up attic. And you can own all of this for less, probably now, than you're paying for rent. So if you want a move-in condition home that's 3-bedroom, 1-bath house with a nice size yard, give us a call about 1117 West Locust Street in Scranton for only $49,000.
The Pennsylvania Housing Financing Agency is offering new home mortgage programs to benefit home buyers across PA. Now, this came from Tom Burke, who is a loan officer with MNET, Mortgage Network. The property has to be a primary residence. There are purchase and refinance options, up to 3% down, no mortgage insurance, 620 on the credit score, minimum 620 credit score, low fixed interest rates, low closing costs, and a 3% seller contribution is allowed. Also, previous homeowners are welcome. Income limit restrictions do apply, but talk to a lender about that PHFA program. It is a nice alternative to some of the other lending options, conventional loans or FHA, the Federal Housing Administration loans out there. This is something you may want to check into. We have to say goodbye. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. or Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.